Welcome to the first episode of Keep It Real. I'm your host, Daisy Frosto, coming at you from my room. Today, we will be talking on reality TV influencing its audience with immature behavior from fame and fortune as acceptable. We are not focusing on its impact until it's too late. So this is coming from me as part of the reality TV audience. Reality TV is only for entertainment purposes. Hate to break it to you, but it was designed to entertain. Unlike a documentary, which educates its audience. Part of entertaining is for producers to shoot much more than what they ultimately end up using, so clips may be out of order or even manipulated to slant a story. Like Judge Judy, the cases have already made a decision before they even start rolling cameras. As well, for House Hunters, participants have already bought their house before the show. Which leads us to clips of reality shows showing another perspective of those reality stars. All participants are taped all day to catch emotional outbursts, conflicts, intimate and heart-wrenching confessions, because we love that stuff, but we don't see how reality stars are impacted. In Sweden's Survivor, a contestant who was voted off had committed suicide, which prompted producers to keep psychologists on staff. Since the brutality shown on screen is pictured as good fun, that good fun is a form of mental cruelty. Reality TV has changed our speech, emotions, as for self-image. The influence of reality TV is insidious and persuasive, that it has ruined television. Young reality stars' range of verbal expression has become chirpy to duh, as if their mouths were texting. Not only is speech changing, but can you believe you can get your own show based off how you present yourself? Look at Tabitha Kofi. She has a show on Bravo, Tabitha Salon Takeover, from a fallout of her being eliminated from another show. So she gets more time to bestow the less fortunate. The immaturity on screen is now portrayed as acceptable. If we stick with these shows, we become a whole new person. It is never too late to change the channel. Treat yourself. Don't disrespect yourself. See you next time on Keep It Real with Daisy Frosto.